overcoming social media overwhelm. With so many social networks to choose from these days, it can feel more than a little overwhelming which one you need your business to be represented on, let alone what you're going to be posting and when. I've certainly felt the overwhelm at times, a total mind blank of what I should post next, hoping for inspiration to strike and for some magical words to flow that get people liking and sharing. There's also a sea of people recommending different things you need to be doing and recommending you're on every network going. My own belief is that you need to be where your customers are, and you need to have a plan for why you're using each network. Without this knowledge, you can waste hours of your time and potentially money too, having a happy time chatting away with people but not generating any leads or making any sales. So why are you on social media? When you're in business, there can be numerous reasons: to connect with your audience in a social way, to build trust and credibility, to create another way of contact for your business support, to promote your products, to sell your products, to promote an event, for lead generation, and lots more. Which one is right for you though? Why do you need to know this? Because what, why, and how you post relies on this knowledge for it to be an effective use of your time. If you're just on Facebook because everyone else is and you quite enjoy it, that's not really going to deliver you the results that you want, mainly because you don't know what you actually want in the first place. Also, remember that you're not in control of your social media, whereas you are in full control of your own list. So one great way to approach social media is to view it as a lead-generating tool. You post relevant, interesting content that gets your ideal clients, your IC, engaged, and in amongst those posts, and in them where you can do it without being too salesy, direct your followers to join your mailing list, whether it be in exchange for a newsletter, an ebook, or some other freebie that you've got going. Some of the top networks to consider are Google, which is great for business and has got lots of extra features, and also can do wonders for your SEO. Facebook, which is fantastic for targeted advertising and social connections. Twitter, a mass market appeal and fast turnaround of posts, so you can post lots of content every day. LinkedIn is brilliant for B2B and business connections. iPatter is another one that's relevant for search engine results. It's good for that. Instagram, obviously fantastic for image-led businesses. And Pinterest, which is perfect for image-led retail businesses as well. So if you've got products to sell, those are two good ones to be on. But there are literally hundreds more to consider. But these top seven should definitely be the main contenders for your time and energy. So should you be on all social networks? I don't personally think so. If you've got accounts with the above seven, but you're only on Facebook, then I'd say you're better off not bothering with the other six. Yes, it's beneficial to be on social networks, and becoming more so with the way search engines are now taking into account social streams in search results, but I can't see the point in running six social accounts badly when you can instead run one or two excellently and gain a lot more from it. Google Plus should definitely be on your radar if it isn't already, not least because it can have a massive boost on your search engine results. There are definite benefits to each of the different networks, and again, we come back to going where your ideal client is. Don't try to do too much, because you'll only burn yourself out and give the wrong impression to your audience by being too sporadic with your posting and, of course, your response time. If you're only on Twitter, that's fine. Just use it really well and stop stressing about all of the others. Become an expert at the network that you're on most and run with that. If you decide you've got that nailed, then you can move on to another network and do the same, but you'll be able to manage both. I could go on for ages, it's a bit of a soapbox moment, but to summarise, one, know who you're aiming at, and from there you'll be able to know which social network or networks are right for your business. Two, know what your ideal client wants to see and share that often. Three, encourage your followers to get on your own mailing list so you can have control and can market to them as you wish, rather than relying on social networks and paying for the privilege. Four, have a plan of action for your social media. Know what you're going to post, where and when, and then stick to it. Doing this will help keep it all under control and feel less like you're trying to tame a rabid wild beast. Five, enjoy it. It's meant to be fun and sociable, but it can be a massive drain on resources too. So by being savvy with the way that you post, you can grow your list, give value to your followers, and enjoy it too. And it doesn't get much better than that. Have you got a top tip for keeping the overwhelm at bay when it comes to your own social media? Perhaps you've had a light bulb moment while reading this or listening to this. I'd love to hear it. So please do comment below the article and let me know your thoughts on it, or send me an email, comment below, however you need to get in touch. It'd be great to hear it. If the idea of having a plan for your post still fills you with dread and you haven't got the foggiest idea where to start, then I have got a product that I created called the Ultimate Social Media Planner, which you might find really, really useful to help you get in control of your social media. You can find it at www.brandkitchen.co.uk/social media planner. If you want a handheld way of getting a plan in place and feeling like a social pro, then this is going to be right up your street. So that's www.brandkitchen.co.uk/social media planner. For more blogs and great tips like this, visit www.sophiejury.com, and I would love to hear your feedback.